You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and being active and getting out and about in the community is something that's back, fingers crossed, for good. And being active and exercising doesn't have to be boring, a jog or going to the gym. It can be something like Morris dancing. A group from Worcestershire are here to talk to us about their Morris dancing. Please welcome Shirley Sheridan and Anne Dix from So Excited.
Well done, you got it right. Yes, we are so excited to be here on your radio programme.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me. So where did it come from, this love of Morris dancing? Where did the whole group start off?
Well, actually, if you told me a few years ago that I was going to become a Morris dancer, I'd have just laughed at you. But it all started really because of our sight loss advisor who works for our local sight loss charity, Sight Concern. Now, her name is Jenny Douglas, and she's a real Morris enthusiast and has been for years. And it crossed her mind that if she could get half a dozen people together who might be sort of interested, then, well, we could just have a bit of fun and, as you say, a bit of exercise. But none of us really expected anything to come of it. I knew nothing at all about Morris dancing, but it was just a case of, oh, well, you can't dismiss anything unless you've tried it yourself. And so initially it was six of us, and that was back in February 2019. Finding a venue for all of us was a little bit tricky to begin with, because being visually impaired, we don't have our own transport, and so we have to rely on public transport to get anywhere. So of course the venue had to be on a bus route and near a bus stop, but we found somewhere and started learning one or two dances. And then Anne says I bullied her into joining the band. She learned the melodeon at the start of lockdown, especially to be able to play it in the band. And we have acquired quite a few more members.
And we'll be hearing Anne's lovely melodeon music at the end of this conversation. But when you first started, the six of you, and you were in that hall, what did you enjoy about it so much?
Oh, well, of course, it is totally different. With border Morris, it's very much stepping, strong stepping, and you have the clashing of sticks and you have the shouting, which you just sort of let go, don't you? I mean, where else can you be shouting in a nice way, of course, but happily shouting and making lots of noise and jingling bells and clashing sticks? Where else can you do that? But it's so enjoyable. But of course, we are all supportive of one another, and it is really nice just getting together a group of visually impaired people, you know, that a lot of people think we're not capable of doing anything much and our lives are more restricted than others. But just to be able to let go and achieve amongst people who understand your situation, it's just a nice thing to do.
Because you do perform at fetes and at different events, don't you? How much do you enjoy that, and what does that bring to the whole experience?
In the first year, we had 18 dance outs. I think we were invited we were, and we get such a great welcome and reception wherever we go. As I said before, I didn't expect anything at all from us getting together, but we have certainly made an impact. But it's so nice that collectively us visually impaired people can contribute to the community and to society. It's really nice. Yeah. And of course, What's so great as well is that I'm visually impaired and I'm the squire. Our treasurers are visually impaired. I am supported in my role as squire and some of my duties as bagman. I'm supported by Anne as well, who is sighted.
And speaking of Anne, we're going to hear a little bit of music from Anne in just a little while. But I wanted to make sure that people know where they can find out a little bit more about you, and a little bit more about whether you're performing somewhere or if they want to get in touch with you. Do you have a website that we could go to find out more?
We have a Facebook page, and our email address is socksmorris, all small letters, SOX as socks and Morris, @gmail.com. And we are based in Malvern.
Wonderful, Shirley. Thank you very much. Thank you both so much for joining me. And Anne, if you wouldn't mind playing us out with your wonderful melodeon.
Right, well, we danced Bronzeberry Heath to this one, and the tune is actually Cock of the North.